Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
There's a lot on your mind, let's help you decide. There's no need to delay, Republic makes it easy. We got the best rates with our local mortgages. We got what it takes to make your house lot a home. We're here, we care, and we say, go ahead and start building today.
Republic knows you have choices. Whether you're purchasing land, constructing, or buying a new home, let's be the one for you. Apply in person or online.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They are treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Pick two, pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five, or get a free play. With Multi-X, pick two numbers from 0 to 9, a chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. Pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
The last time we were in Morondoy, Kimal warned Sharona to stay away from his twin sister Kavita because she was snoopy and manipulative. Sharona resisted Kimal's invitation to skip work and go home with him and suggested they go to lunch instead. Rhonda, Unique, and Dinah shared memories of Aubrey and his plans to remigrate to Guyana. And Dinah emphasized the need to eat healthy, especially greens, to avoid heart problems. And now, as we return to Morondoy, Kimal has picked up Sharona after work.
Ooh. Today was such a long day at work, Kimal.
You sleepy, Sharona?
Not really. I just want to get home and take a shower.
I was thinking we could make a spin by me.
Oh?
You can shower by me.
Your father and Kavita not home?
Nah, not till later. Dad gone by a friend's birthday and Kavita said she'll be back late.
Okay.
So?
Yeah, I guess I could come over. As long as I don't reach home too late.
Send Miss Coretta a message now?
No, man. She can ask me where I'm going. As long as I reach home by 9, it shouldn't be a problem. I can just tell she that me and you went and get something to eat after work.
Want us to grab something to eat though?
Sure. I could do with a chicken and chips. Or probably a burger.
All right, say no more.
There got some big funeral in Morondoy tomorrow. I hear Miss Coretta talking about it.
Yeah, it's Unique's father.
Oh, okay. I don't know her.
She's quite popular in the village.
Okay.
I don't like funerals though.
Me neither.
Anyways, have something nice, think you would like at home.
Oh?
Yeah. A little surprise.
You buy something else for me?
Just wait. Food and then home.
Oh my gosh, Kimal. Candles, music, roses. Wow.
You like it, Sharona?
Oh, yes.
I'm glad.
You always make me feel so special.
because you are. Mwah. Hold on, another one. Mwah. Sharona, I want to say something to you.
Okay.
I really like you.
I know.
No, I mean, I really, really, really like you.
And I really, 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 really like you too.
I think I'm in love or something.
Yeah, you're the nicest guy I've ever met. You're kind, you're sweet, you treat me so nice. I feel so, so lucky.
I'm the lucky one. I love you, Sharona.
I love you too, Kimal.
How about we take that shower together?
Sure.
What is this? Me and expect so much people gonna be at this wake. Moondoy people really like a free miss.
Good night, correct.
Monica and Lawrence. Good night, man.
Good night, good night.
Well, yes. I didn't think so many people gonna be at this wake already.
Make it joke with free food. Some people ain't cooking for the whole of next week.
Especially when it's an overseas dad.
Well, I hope nobody in cut short the number of boxes I want. Because I don't calculate I'm cooking for the next 3 days.
Oh, Coretta.
You think it easy now.
Look, you need coming.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, good night, good night.
You have my condolences again, girl.
Thanks, Miss Monica.
Me too. Aubrey was such a nice man.
Y'all get anything to drink?
Nah, we just come.
Okay, well, the bar is over there. Help yourself.
Thanks.
Sorry, Jenny. Monica, you want a shandy, a malto, what?
Nah, you get something for yourself, Lawrence. I go in and help Dinah pack the boxes.
Demi need more help?
Coretta, relax yourself, please. You wasn't invited to pack the boxes for a reason.
Granny in the kitchen, Miss Monica.
All right, well, let me go. Lawrence, behave yourself.
Please excuse me.
Take it easy, Unique.
Good on.
By the way, Lawrence, you see Rhonda since she come?
Me ain't see a Rhonda or a Boston till now.
Bye. I catch a glimpse of she this morning, and she put on a lot of weight.
Well, for some of we, that has come with age, you know.
It's my wife.
John?
I'm the Lawrence.
Hey, John.
The food, nuff, boy. And the rum, plenty.
It's everywhere in this village, you mean, to embarrass me?
Lawrence, you see what has happened when you're married to a witch?
Why you don't shut your mouth? I'm sorry I ever married a man like you. No ambition, nothing. Just drinking rum and embarrassing me.
Rum till I die. It's wrong till I die.
I got a mind dig one slap in you.
All right, Coretta. Violence is never the answer.
Well, tell you for pull yourself together.
Coretta, every time I see you, you're complaining about this man. Why you doing divorce? He and done. If you're so unhappy.
That is a good question.
You think it's easy to get a divorce, Lawrence?
If you really want to divorce this man, you're going to do it.
Ladies and gentlemen,
John, shut up.
Everybody, this is me loving wife who don't want a divorce.
Lord, what is this?
All right, Coretta, Coretta, calm your nerves.
I'm married to a wicked, spiteful, grudgeful, barefaced woman.
John, don't take your eyes and pass me for embarrassing me in front of these people.
Oh gosh, Coretta! Keep your hands to yourself, man!
You see? And I's the violent one.
Get out of me face!
Come, John, come. Let me go and get a breather.
Oh God! My father! Daddy! Daddy! Daddy!
These are
You need them really going through it. Anyways, Lawrence, you see John? I need him for help me for fetch home these boxes.
Coretta, how you end up with 7 boxes of food?
Hello, I ain't tell you I ain't cooking for the next 3 days.
Yes, but some people just been here saying they ain't get nothing for eat.
This because them ain't want eat. You got food for knock dog, and them ain't get food? What nonsense you telling me, man?
Lawrence, you get food?
Coretta take all for me and she.
Coretta, like you gonna feed the poor?
Monica, you and your husband is too cross or what? Let me go and look for me husband. John! John! John!
They got enough food here for everybody? After she got all them boxes?
Look, they got food for everybody, man. And before it wastes, better people carry it home.
But what them people won't get?
Well, how you gonna look after them? You want some cook-up or met him?
I'm gonna walk the met him.
Alright, I'm coming.
Run, Samson, run! Delilah's on her way!
John, your wife looking for your help, she? Fetch home some food.
Let me wife carry she so and...
John!
Gosh, Kimal, I can't believe we fall asleep. Now it's after 2 o'clock. Miss Coretta gonna get vexed.
Sure no. You want me come inside and explain?
What you gonna explain? That we had sex and fall asleep?
Yeah.
Oh, be for real. I hope she's sleeping and I could just sneak in. I feel so uncomfortable.
Sorry. I promise it'll be better next time.
It's okay. I got to go. I'll see you tomorrow.
You mean later today? No kiss?
You won't kiss me enough for the night?
Just one more.
Alright, bye now.
Love you, baby.
Love you.
Well, well, where you coming from at this hour, Miss Sharona?
Miss Coretta? I thought you would be sleeping.
Sleeping? I not too long come from the wake. And the crossing one, John won't even help me fetch home the food.
Oh, okay.
Madam, is where you been?
After work, me and Kimal went out and...
Oh,
but I didn't think I would be out so late.
Okay, next time just inform me when you're gonna stay out so late. I mean, you's 21, but you should still tell me when you coming in late. I want nothing for happen to you, baby girl.
Okay.
So, you been over by Kimal?
Yes, I was over there.
So tell me, what's the real reason you stay out so late?
It's nothing, Miss Coretta. I promise it's not gonna happen again, Miss Coretta. I promise.
Look, I gonna tell you this one more time, Sharona. Do whatever you must to stay in that family.
Yes, Miss Coretta.
If it means you got to stay over there some nights, so be it. All I want is that you tell me before.
All right.
Okay.
Good night.
More like good morning. The deal is sealed. Sex, marriage, baby, millions of dollars. Coretta girl, you is a master planner.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.